This is Feldenkrais San Diego, and today's lesson will be a sitting lesson. So if you're not comfortable sitting on the floor, this is the moment you would get a chair or a, better still, a bench or a low table. So you can sit on a bench or a low table and do the lesson with the feet on the floor, right? Instead of having the legs to the sides, what you'll be doing sitting on a bench or a table is you'll have the feet flat on the floor and you'll do the lesson modified that way. If you're comfortable on the floor, perfect. So let's begin. Please begin by lying on your back and sensing your contact there. So as you lie on the back, as you make contact with the floor, sense the parts that touch the floor. What parts feel heavy? What areas, what surface areas are in contact with the floor? As you lie here, observe how are the arms arranged on the floor? How are the legs arranged? How much space is there between the two legs? How much space is there between the arms and the torso? This moment of resting on the back is this little transition between your daily life and your Feldenkrais practice. So settle into yourself here and bring yourself to your practice. How do you fit on the floor? Notice that. And please roll yourself, bring yourself to sitting. So you'll sweep both legs to the left and sit so that the left leg is bent behind you. That means the left foot is near the left buttock. And the right leg is bent in front of you so that the right foot is near the left knee. You're sitting side saddle. Both legs are to the left. Find a way to sit comfortably like this. Lean your right hand on the floor behind yourself and place your left hand on top of your head. And with very simple, deft movements, tilt the head to the right and tilt the head to the left. So tilting the head to the right means that your right ear is moving toward your right shoulder. Tilting the head to the left means your left ear is moving toward the left shoulder. The head remains organized and oriented forward, so that the movement, it's not a rotation, it's not looking over your shoulder or turning behind yourself. It's really facing forward, orienting yourself forward, and then tilting the head. So many times, bring the right ear toward the right shoulder, and then bring the left ear toward the left shoulder. Very simple, small movements. Begin to feel that as you take the left ear toward the left shoulder, you'll begin to notice that the left hip can lift. And as the left hip lifts, as the left ear moves toward the left shoulder, feel the right ribs fan open to the side. As you tilt the right ear toward the right shoulder, notice the right hip gets a little bit lighter, but the left hip comes toward the floor. When you tilt the head to the left, the left hip lifts, and the right hip gets heavy. When you tilt the head to the right, the left hip lowers to the floor. So many times you'll feel that it's this left hip lifting and lowering. Each time the head tilts to the left hip lifts. Each time the head tilts to the right, the left hip lowers. Play with this movement, explore the possibilities, find ways to do it so it's light and there's a feeling of ease and smoothness, comfort. So it's not necessary to stretch, it's undesirable to stretch or force. Find the ease and the simplicity. And when you find this easy, comfortable movement, it gives you this opportunity to really discover that you're not sitting symmetrically, you're sitting asymmetrically. And so the tilting, when you tilt the left ear toward the left shoulder, it's different than when you tilt the right ear toward the right shoulder. Right? Do the ribs fan open more to the right when you tilt the head to the left and you lift your left hip? Or do the ribs fan open more to the left as you tilt your head to the right? Right? Investigate that. See if you can determine what makes tilting the head in one direction easier in comparison to tilting the head in the other direction. Roll on your back and take a rest. Observe yourself on your back. And sense differences in how you make contact here. And please sweep both legs to the right. So you're sitting side saddle with your legs to the right. Your right leg is bent behind you, the right foot near the right buttock, the left leg bent in front of you so that the left sole of the foot is near the right knee. Please lean on the left hand behind you and place your right hand on top of your head. Go and do the same thing on this side. So gently tilt the head to the right, tilt the head to the left. So you're tilting the right ear toward the right shoulder, and you're tilting the left ear toward the left shoulder. And the head is just gently being tilted with the right hand. And as you did on the other side, allow the pelvis to come into this movement. So as you tilt the head to the left, as the left ear comes toward the left shoulder, allow the left hip to lift away from the floor. And as you tilt the head to the left, allow the right hip to come to the floor again. So that the hip lifts and lowers, and feel how that assists the ability of the head to tilt. Feel that allows the movement to be a bit more expansive, a bit smoother. It's also rounder. Feel that rolling of the pelvis. You're rolling the weight to the left side of the pelvis, and then you bring it back to the middle, and then you roll the weight to the left side. As the weight rolls to the left side of the pelvis, the right hip is lifting, and the head is tilting to the right. So the whole right side is shortening, and notice how the whole left side is lengthening. And then just the opposite occurs as you tilt the head to the left. When you tilt the head to the left, the right hip comes to the floor, and you'll notice that the left ear comes toward the left shoulder. The ribs on the right side expand a bit, and the ribs on the left side come toward each other. Playfully tilt the head right and left. Discover, is there something about doing this movement with the legs to the right that feels different? Is it easier? We'll all have a hip that lifts with more ease. Is it easier for your for the right hip to lift, or was it easier for the left hip to lift? Which hip has a greater ability to lift? So you're tilting the head to the right, tilting the head to the left. Discovering what the ribs do, how the ribs participate. Finding the power of the pelvis, how the pelvis drives the movement in a particular way, allows the spine to become supple. Roll onto your back and rest. Resting on your back, sense your connection with the floor. Are there any areas that feel heavier or more in contact with the floor compared to when we began? Has anything changed? Please bring yourself to sitting. This time, sweep the legs to the left. You're sitting so your left leg is bent behind you, the right leg is bent in front of you, the right foot is near the left knee. And this time, bring the right elbow and the right forearm to rest on the floor behind you. Place the left hand on top of your head and do the same movement, the same tilting. Tilt the head to the right, tilt the head to the left, but this time the forearm and the elbow are resting on the floor rather than the hand. So you're leaning down, your elbow and forearm are resting on the floor, the right one. The left one, the left hand is on top of your head. Tilt the head so the left ear moves toward the left shoulder. Tilt the head so the right ear moves toward the right shoulder. And many times, examine how this is different than when your hand was on the floor. And you'll find in this configuration that is it easier to tilt the head to the right, or is it easier to tilt the head to the left? As you tilt the head to the left hip is lifting. As you tilt the head to the left hip comes toward the floor. Many times tilting the head, listening to the ribs. When do the ribs fan open? You'll notice one side gets longer when you lift the left hip, the left side shortens, and the right side gets longer. When you lower the left hip and you tilt the head to the right, notice that the left ribs fan open and the right ribs move toward each other. So play with tilting the head right and left, allowing the hip to participate in that. Feel the suppleness in the back, the movement in the ribs. And please turn your head toward the ceiling and allow your left hand to hold the back of your head. So the skull is resting in the palm of your left hand, the elbows facing the ceiling. Look toward the ceiling with your eyes and then look toward your right knee. And as you look toward the ceiling, feel your belly protrude forward and then look toward the right knee and look toward the ceiling. Allow the belly to protrude forward. Many times look toward the knee, Then look up toward the bell, toward the ceiling, letting the belly come forward. Find a way to make this easy and free and comfortable. Just feel the freedom and the mobility in the back as you look toward the ceiling, allowing the belly to come forward. And then look toward the right knee. And again, come back to that original position. Again, place the palm of the left hand on top of the head, orient the head forward, and come back to tilting the head to the right, tilting the head to the left. And just observe, has this improved? Is this smoother? Or has the amplitude increased? Is there more clarity? Observe that. Please roll onto your back and pause. Resting on your back, take this opportunity to listen to the way you make contact with the floor and to observe any changes that you would notice. Please roll yourself up to sitting so you can sweep both legs to the right and lean on your left elbow and left forearm. Your right hand will rest on top of your head. And in this position, just that same idea of playfully tilting the head right, tilting the head left. As you tilt the head to the right, observe the right hip lifts. As you tilt the head to the left, feel the right hip lowers toward the floor. And discover, is this side a little easier or a little less easy in this tilting motion, in this lifting and lowering of the pelvis? So each time the right ear comes toward the right shoulder, at the same moment, the right hip, the right buttock lift from the floor. As you bring the left ear toward the left shoulder, the right hip comes toward the floor. So many times, explore tilting the head, and just feeling how the pelvis participates, how the ribs are integrated into the movement. And now look toward the ceiling. Take the right hand behind the head so you can support the skull, the back of the head with the right hand. The head's in the palm of the right hand and the elbows pointing toward the ceiling. Look toward the ceiling, protrude the belly, and then look toward the left knee. And then look toward the ceiling as the belly protrudes. Look toward the left knee with the elbow and the eyes. So go back and forth between protruding the belly as you look toward the ceiling and then folding a bit to bring the eyes and the elbow toward the left knee. Go back and forth, noticing when do you inhale? Do you inhale as you look toward the ceiling? Do you inhale as you look toward the knee? which makes it easier or freer? All right, when would you inhale? How would your breath work with this movement? And this is a moment where, as you uncover what would be easier, you may notice you're holding your breath and investigate how to breathe as you allow the belly to come forward, as you look up, looking toward the left knee. And once again, bring the right hand toward to the top of the head, orient the head forward, and come back to tilting the head right and left. And notice, is there a difference in the quality now? So you're tilting the head to the right, to the left. As you tilt the head to the right, allow the right hip to lift. As you tilt the head to the left, allow the right hip to come toward the floor. To see, is this a little simpler now? Has something improved in the quality of this movement? When you're ready, please roll onto your back and take a rest. Please roll to sitting. Come to sit with your legs to the left. So your left foot is bent behind you and the right leg is bent in front of you. Lean on the left hand. Please roll to your side and bring yourself to sitting. In sitting, have your legs to the left so that your right hand is leaning on the floor, your left hand is on top of your head, and come back to the original movement. The original movement, tilt the head so the right ear comes toward the right shoulder, the left ear comes toward the left shoulder, and just notice, does the left hip lift more easily? Is it a more supple movement? Is it easier in some way, or lighter, or freer? Maybe the movement's larger. Sweep both legs. So you swing the legs over to the right. Both legs are over to the right. Lean your left hand on the floor, place the right hand on top of your head, and tilt the head to the right, tilt the head to the left. Again, this time your right hip lifts every time you bring your right ear toward your right shoulder. The right hip lifts, your right hip lowers as you bring your left ear toward your left shoulder. Just observe how, as you tilt the head to the left, the right ribs open to the side. As you tilt the head to the right, the left ribs open to the side. Feel the weight shifting across the pelvis so it leans heavily on the left hip as you tilt the head to the right. And then the weight leans more over to the right as you tilt the head to the left. Observe your ability to breathe as you do this movement. And rest on your back. Please lean on both elbows. Bring both feet to standing. So you're resting on both elbows, both forearms. The knees are facing the ceiling. And like this, allow both knees to drop a bit to the right as you protrude the belly and look a bit to the ceiling. Come back. Have the knees pointing to the ceiling. Tilt the knees to the left. Protrude the belly. Look a bit toward the ceiling. So you're letting the legs drop to the right as your belly protrudes. You're letting your legs drop to the left as your belly protrudes. As your belly protrudes and your legs tilt to the right, you're looking toward the ceiling a bit. As your legs tilt to the left, your belly protrudes and your head looks toward the ceiling. So you're just letting the knees tilt open to the sides. As your belly protrudes, as you look toward the ceiling. Roll onto your back and take a rest here. Bend both knees, stand your feet. Place your hands on your knees and bring your feet into the air. So bring your knees a little bit towards your chest. And just simply take the knees a little to the right and a little to the left. So tilt the knees to the right, tilt the knees to the left as you hold on to the knees. So you're rolling a little bit to the right side. You're rolling a bit to the left side. You're just rolling a bit from side to side. Observe the weight shifting across your back, across the shoulders, across the pelvis. Your feet are off the ground, they're in the air. But they're just hanging, the knees are bent, and you're rolling from side to side. Gently let that alone, roll onto your back, take a rest. Notice yourself. How you fit on the floor. Observe differences, changes in how you settle here. How is this different than when we started? Observe that. When you're ready, bring yourself up to sitting and observe yourself in sitting. What's different about the organization of the pelvis? And observe the verticality of the spine. Where are you more open? Where is there more space? What's more comfortable? What's easier in sitting? When you're ready, bring it to standing and observe yourself in standing and walking. Bring it into everything else the rest of your day. And again, this is Feldenkrais San Diego, so you can find us. This podcast lives at feldenkraissd.com. And you're welcome to come and visit the website. There's also a Facebook page. We'd love you to like it. It's Feldenkrais San Diego. And we'll have another lesson next week. Thank you.